Oklahomans are reeling from the ice storm damaging our state. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Wednesday, October 28, 2020. I'll have that, plus the coronavirus shuts down filming of a Ronald Reagan biopic in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's senators praise the new U.S. Supreme Court justice. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Facts and context are public media values. They're your values, too. Support this station and become a member of KOSU. Click donate at kosu.org.
Governor Stitt declares a state of emergency for 47 counties because of the ice storm. Temporary warming shelters have gone up at Ebenezer Baptist in northeast Oklahoma City, Coyle High School, and the El Reno Citizen Center. While road conditions have improved, the Department of Transportation is still discouraging travel as water and slush on the roadways can refreeze. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission reported last night more than 300,000 power outages from the storms. Much of central and western Oklahoma remains under an ice storm warning until this afternoon. Officials with the National Weather Service say temperatures are expected to continue slowly creeping above freezing later today and tomorrow. But Dr. Vivek Mahaly says it doesn't mean the immediate danger has passed.
The ice acts like a cast. The tree branches droop over and they might stay attached to the tree. However, they might be attached just purely kind of due to the ice being there. And once that ice weakens and starts melting a bit, it makes it more prone for breaking and that tree branch to come down.
The Weather Service stresses the importance of being careful and aware when around any frozen branches. One final round of wintry precipitation is expected, but most of the state is forecast to be above freezing later today. Warmer weather and sunshine should then return by the weekend. The survivor tree at the Oklahoma City National Memorial took damage from the ice storm. The Oklahoman reports crews spent yesterday propping up branches and shaking ice off of the iconic tree, which is expected to survive. The tree, an American elm, was across from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building and withstood the bomb blast, destroying the building and resulting in the deaths of 168 people. Police and fire officials are asking citizens with downed power lines to call OG&E rather than 911. Health officials report a record high 22 new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the state's total to 1,273. 21 of the deaths were Oklahomans 65 years or older, and one was between the ages of 50 to 64. There were also more than 1,000 new cases of the virus, as the state's number of active cases has dropped to more than 15,000. Oklahoma saw an average of 1,300 new infections and 12 deaths per day over the past week. An Oklahoma-made biopic of Ronald Reagan halts production over COVID-19. The Oklahoman reports the 2-square-mile set location for the show, simply called Reagan, was shut down after several people tested positive for the coronavirus. The biographical drama stars Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan and Penelope Ann Miller as his wife, Nancy. The filming is centered around the historic Scottish Rite Masonic Temple and is set for release in theaters next fall. Oklahoma's congressional delegation is reacting to the newest Supreme Court justice. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Logan Layden reports.
The confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett was 52-48, with both Republican Oklahoma senators voting in favor of sending her to the Supreme Court. Senator Jim Inhofe took to the Senate floor hours before the vote to exalt Barrett and defend placing a new justice on the court days before a presidential election.
As a matter of political convenience, the Democrats have flip-flopped from what they said in 2016 and are adamantly opposed to a vote during an election year.
Senator James Lankford also praised Barrett's performance during the confirmation process before the vote and evoked the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
For some reason, Justice Ginsburg was celebrated by the left for not saying how she would rule, but Amy Coney Barrett has been shown disdain to say she's not telling exactly how she'll rule on every single issue.
Justice Barrett will face an important case related to the Affordable Care Act days after a presidential election that could very well also be contested in the courts. She's the third justice placed on the Supreme Court by President Donald Trump. I'm Logan Layden.
And finally, the Girl Scouts of Western Oklahoma and Metro Family Magazine host Geekapalooza Steam Festival for Kids, launching at 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 8th. Geekapalooza is open to the public and is intended for the entire family, with an all-virtual intro session and a series of 10 workshops designed to get kids involved in all aspects of STEAM. And you can find out more on the events page at kosu.org. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at kosu.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.